Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. It will be a very short show tonight because right after this show, there's a Discord interview that they wanted to do with me. So I'll be going there at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that leaves us about 50 minutes to make this show. And I wanted to come back on the video of yesterday because the clip made 170,000 impressions. My God, that is exposure. That is like Warski Day's exposure. All of this for an opinion that I've held for many years. A lot of people are misled into thinking that I changed my mind on this. No, the Asian question, I've always been stating the same in 2017, 2020, 2021, and today in 2023. It is so funny to think that that ideas that I've held like this are so provocative to some people. And I want to explain in more detail today because it was kind of comedic what I said about Asian pussy. But I want to come back and talk about it for real because I think there is a lot of misconceptions in the right that you have to sacrifice yourself for your race, that your genetic interest as an individual don't have a prior over that of the race, but they do. And I would be totally misguiding people if I was to say, no, no, forget about the Asian female. It's not an option. And by the way, it's so tame what I've said in this clip. So tame. I haven't even said you should look for Asian females. I said it's worth considering the options. That is all I said, and that creates accusations that I'm a race traitor. My God, you guys are sensitive. I think that people misunderstand something about the white race. You won't keep it on your shoulder. You know, the white race will exist or not exist, and it will have a certain extent on planet Earth that is totally independent of what you're going to do about it. And when you're talking about a race, we don't need billions of people who are white. That's not how the maintenance of the white race will happen. What we need is locations where the white race can continue. You can make billions of babies if you'd like. It's going to be good for your genes, but it's not going to maintain the white race. If these billions of babies find themselves in countries that... Anyway, I want to get more into details, but if they find themselves in countries that end up fully racially mixed, you're going to have a billion descendants that will breed with black people. That's what's going to happen. And so maintaining the white race is a noble goal, but you don't do this by shaming people away from pursuing their own genetic interest. And the fact is that the current state of the white race is that our females have a problem of loyalty. It's recorded, it's the stats, it's not my impression, it's not my personal life experience, it is the stats. Marriages are not enduring in the white race. So we need options out and we need leverage. We need to tell the white woman, if you're not going to be wanting to make babies as much as I do, you're going to be deprived of continuation, genetic continuation. And this whole philosophy that white women have in Western society of one or two babies maximum because there's two places in the car, that is what we need to fight against. And the best way to fight against this is to have another option. Because as Trump was saying it, if you'd go at the table not ready to walk out with nothing, you are not in a position to negotiate. I see the same thing biologically, that we should be in a position to leverage and negotiate and in a position to change behaviors, in a position to say, all right, you want to give me so much trouble? You want to wreck my life? You want to make a legal system that's designed to wreck our lives? We're not going to do this, or if we're going to do it, we're going to try it. And if you wreck my life, I'm making 10 babies with an Asian. That is one way in which we can push society in our direction. And it's totally legitimate as a strategy. You won't abolish the white race because you reproduce. Because my statement was directed at people who would anyway have difficulty reproducing. So I was saying, well, why not consider another option? There's plenty of Asians on planet Earth. People, it seems that there are some people who are so racialist, so pro-white race, that they're willing to say that they would rather see our incels sterile rather than having sex with an Asian. And that, to me, is incomprehensible. Why wouldn't you want to populate the planet Earth with alternative races and mixes that will be closer to us? Or do you want it to be all white in a spot big like this and then all black in the rest of the planet? It's not a good strategy. It's not a good strategy to think of individual decision-making in the sex and dating scene linked to the race. The race is a very abstract construct. And by the way, even if it has scientific value, its scientific value at time t equals zero. It's a slice of time during which we can say, okay, this can be considered a race. It's not a guarantee that the races of the future will be the same. And your whole conception of, anyways, what is the white race? Will evolve with time and will change with time, and perhaps it won't even be desirable in the future. Now, I see a future for a bunch of white people who are just like the white people of today, hopefully maintained for a long, long time. But I see this future a little bit like I see the Amish. It's going to be a restricted community in restricted places of planet Earth. I don't see a retake of white civilization by whites being possible. So in that context, you're not losing people because you're allowing them to reproduce within the races or race mix. That is a totally false conception. We don't need numbers. We need solidity in the long-term protection of our continuation. And then in that legal solidity, we can breed as much as we want, so be it. It is so over, says T.S. Apostolos. Dino Logovich sends a super chat. He says, why are you killing the white race, JF? That is literally what people were telling me. Like, Joel Davis was saying, JF, why are you advocating against the white race or for race mixing? I was like, I'm not really. I'm really not. I'm just saying there are options, and given the behavior of females in the white race, perhaps the future belongs to people who play the genetic lottery and they try it themselves at the race mixing lotto. Black Tie says, JF, your descendants after a certain number of generations are about as related to you as the average person of your race, assuming those descendants stay within the race. Your genetic interests are better served by supporting the race rather than mating with non-whites. Well, there is a couple of jumps there, and I would disagree. I would disagree with that many jumps. I think that this comment rests on a fixated assumption of what is a race. And a race is not fixated. So it's like, what you say there might be true over an horizon of 100 years in a stable race. But it doesn't have to be over 1,000 years. It doesn't have to be over 10,000 years. So the window of validity of your statement is more limited than you make it out to be. And you have to have very arbitrary preferences to start arguing with me. Hey, JF, I care about the 100-year timescale, but I don't about the 10,000-year timescale. Is that what you're arguing? Because you would have to maintain this position to say what you said and for it to be valid. Anyways, we're going to get into all these debates. Silver Spider says, Jeff, do a clip next about white men getting jungle fever just to piss them off. Jungle fever, what is that? Is that a falling for the African female? Anyways, all right. Ramsey Paul has published a video about Tina Wilk because she was, I didn't even remember this, but she was his co-host for Happy Homelands at some point. And we don't learn much. We learn that Ramsey Paul has been in contact with Junes Loca, but he doesn't seem to have revealed much. And so we don't know the cause of death of Tina. And it seems to have happened in May. So that would be about a month ago or less. And he speculates about perhaps she has died suddenly since she was so young. He says that she had the vaccine because she had to take the vaccine for a trip that she wanted to do, that Junes didn't want her to take the vaccine, but she still took it for a trip. And so the Ramsey Paul speculates that perhaps it is due to the vaccine, but we really have no idea. It seems that she was previously, before the vaccine, for all her life, had been suffering from heart issues and had a very weak heart. So that is what we know about the death of Tina, the co-host of Happy Homeland and the wife of Junes Loca. Really, my condolences to Junes and to everyone who knew her. CEO Stockton Rush, I have broken some rules to make this. The carbon fiber and titanium, there is a rule that you don't do that. Well, I did. Oh my God, the woke sub is getting totally destroyed. There is so much record on the public space of these guys presenting their innovations as daring, as you don't do that, as, well, we did things differently a little bit. And it seems that it's something to do with the window or the whole shell of the thing, because it was an instant collapse. People have been generating this. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to be giving a 3D model of thing, the instant collapse of the pressure. So that's how it would go. I mean, yeah. It's kind of buggy as an illustration, I find. But basically, yeah, complete destruction, complete instant destruction. Some guy was saying that There is so much heat in the compression that would happen in an implosion of that kind that it would reach close, that the air in the hull would reach close to the temperature of the sun. I find this weird. I find this weird to conceive of this. But maybe I don't know about thermodynamics all that much, but it's like, are you telling me that we could initiate nuclear fusion from just the pressure of the sea? That is fascinating, but it's like I can't quite picture it in my mind. DK Shadow says, yeah, they say it's basically getting incinerated. TS Apostolos sends me another implosion video. I'm not super fascinated by this stuff. A train tank. Oh, wow, that is a beautiful video. I was about to say, I'm not going to start playing videos like this, but this one is, wow, a train tank vacuum implosion at 1 atmospheric pressure. So that's regular air all around, and you will see the strength of this implosion just because in that tank there is vacuum. So that's what they mean by one atmospheric pressure. It's like this is not the strength of the ocean. The ocean is much, much more pressure. But this is the strength of just the air around us compared to vacuum. Oh my God. Holy shit, this is what happened to them, but times 1,000. This is what happened. You have to imagine there's 5 or 6 guys in the tank. They're chilling with their Wi-Fi joystick. This is exactly what must have happened to them. Boom. Collapse. Plus heat, plus 1,000x. Holy shit. Well, I guess that there is some comfort in knowing that they haven't had time to suffer. By the time their brain detected that anything was happening, they were already pulverized and incapable of thought anymore. Well, there is comfort sometimes in the means of death. Belgium orders Binance to cease crypto services in the country. And of course, someone in the Discord was immediately speculating. Next news item will be Belgium allows some other service to sell crypto in the country. It's so disgusting what they're doing to Binance. Because Binance was a true player of the crypto world, stemming from the crypto world. There has never been problems with Binance. Binance has always honored its obligations, has always kept reserves, has always honored withdrawals. There is no legal reason to be worried about Binance. But what they're doing is they're establishing a cartel. They're saying, oh yeah, Binance illegal. And here's another option. Here, buy our crypto. It's so disgusting because it's exactly what they've done in my field. Media censorship. And when we were successful, they shut us down. And they're doing the same to Binance. And this, there has to be a mechanism in society that help us identify those cartels, those legal cartels that are installing themselves in our society and pursue them and eliminate them. Sentient Potato says, rip Binance. Yeah, I don't know how much volume can Binance continue to operate if they are banned from all of Western civilization. Are there enough people in those offshore corporate structures that will need the services of Binance? I don't know. There is something really weird happening with Russia, and I can't quite understand what level of bullshit we're dealing with. But the Wagner chief, you know, who had been making these speeches about, oh, we won in Bakhmut, and it's because of us, and the bureaucrats are about, they don't give us enough ammo, and they're about to take the credit for us. And it was kind of bizarre. I was thinking maybe he's doing it. Maybe he's friendly with Putin, and he's like, I'm going to do a provocation in the public space, but you can handle it. I thought maybe it's all organized between the two. But today he's making a declaration basically of war. Initially, what was covered as a full-on coup, a declaration of war. He's a private leader of a private army basically in Russia. And he's declaring war to Russia. Now, something tells me it's still bullshit. I don't know if it's bullshit in the sense that he really got bought out by the Ukrainians and the US, or is it bullshit because it's a diversion for some other plan? I have no clue what is happening here, but he's making a declaration of war. Now Putin increases security. Now there's talk that they are positioning their private army at the border of Ukraine in a way that suggests perhaps they want to actually get into Ukraine and start fighting against the Russians, kind of protecting themselves from being in a Russian jurisdiction. And Putin is sending his soldiers after him. His police forces are surrounding him. And he has withdrawn the statement by saying, oh, yeah, it's not a declaration of war. What I meant to say is that we are making a march for justice. I have no idea how to interpret all of this, but certainly people are speculating around this. The Rubicon has been crossed. According to Russian regime media, IRA, the FSB has opened a criminal case against Prigozhin for calling an armed rebellion. Peskov also announces that Putin has been informed. There is no coming back from this. Somebody is going to lose his head. Yeah, and I'm thinking, it cannot be that this guy with his private army is anyhow capable of taking over Russia. That would absolutely fiberglass me. You know, it would blow my mind. So I have to think that the conclusion of all this will be that this guy will be arrested or even killed in action. Oman riot police have surrounded the Wagner PMC headquarters in Molkino. Wagner troops have taken defensive positions. Helicopter armed with Gatling guns dispatched to the area. This base is shared with GRU 10th separate special purpose brigade. Guess which side they're on. This tweet seems to speculate that they are on the side of the Wagner guy. What is going to happen? I can't imagine Putin will want to deal with this by crushing it if it's anyhow real. So I expect this is what should happen. I don't see them having the strength, the material, the personnel to take over a whole nation. Musk and Zuckerberg are dead serious about the cage fight in the UFC octagon, according to Dana White. Meta owner Mark Zuckerberg and billionaire businessman Elon Musk are absolutely dead serious about a cage match in a UFC octagon, according to UFC president Dana White. White told TMZ Sports in a June 22 interview that he has been communicating with the two social media execs in recent days, and both have indicated that they plan to fight in Vegas. Vegas. Well, that I'm super enthusiastic about. No doubt to me that Mark Zuckerberg is younger, more trained, more muscled. But Elon Musk is a guy who, when he does things, he invests in them seriously. And I would expect him to get in good shape, get in good training if we go forward with that fight. I am super excited. I will be as excited as I've ever been for a UFC fight because I want to see the upset. I want to see Elon Musk just somehow winning it against Mark Zuckerberg, because I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. This will be the fight of the century, anti-censorship versus censorship. It will be so beautiful. I would love. Yeah, Zuckerberg has had training in jiu-jitsu because he went to perform in some tournaments. But, you know, to me, the cage is the cage. Everything can happen. Because I'm from the early UFC days where, you know, it didn't matter. You could have a 300-pound super muscle guy. You could have a little Chinese guy coming and making his little move. And you know, everything is possible. And so I'd love to see an upset to what everyone expects. End of the line, Joel says he knows early life jitsu. oh my God, what a reference. Strange Channel says, JF, is there no autistic affinity for the Zuck? No, No, not at all. I don't feel that Zuckerberg is what you would think he is, you know, based on this model of a awkward, autistic type of guy. I think that you cannot establish yourself like he did at the top of a super corporation and impose censorship and have so much interactions with intelligence agencies and not have principles around freedom apparently that he's capable of breathing into his Facebook. I don't think you can take that route and be fully autistic, like truly a principled Asperger's like me. I think that you have to be some kind of a business Jewish type of guy, and it's a different form of autism. Zuck will cry out. Okay. All right. So I have to go fast because we have 20 minutes left approximately, and I want to cover what people are accusing me of. All right, so yesterday I published a clip and it was about the Asian female, and I'm being very comedic in that clip, but I wanted to come back on the subject seriously because despite the comedy, I believe what I have stated in this clip. It's like, it's not a cop-out where I'm saying, oh, I was just joking. No, I think it is fine for white men to consider Asian females as an option, especially in the current dating market. Because you're going to be, if you date within the white race, the current state of dating within the white race is that the top 8, 9, 10 out of 10 females are absolutely unavailable. You will have to score very low. Even if you're a decent man, you will have to fight for lower than what your quality is. Simply because on the side of female decision making, there is kind of a delusion where they overestimate their value in terms of who they pick on the male side. And other problems. Polygamy results in this. You know, polygamy, the fact that divorces are happening at such a high rate, what it causes is that it gives an opportunity for females to rotate to another man while men are being pushed toward the incel lifestyle. So the more rotation you allow, the further you get away from a 50-50 everyone is married type of society. And it's mostly females using that opportunity because they caused the divorce first. And because a female, as long as she's not 35, she's still a potential carrier of babies. Whereas what happens on the male side is that the males have a much longer reproductive career, which also means that a 19-year-old male is in competition with a 55-year-old male for the same woman. So the result of these circumstances in Western civilization, and add to this the fact that females have been propagandized into thinking that, oh, they can have a family starting at 33 years old, you know, so they can work on their career before this. All of this creates a very small window of intense polygamy for women, but they are rotating against a pool of male that is on a much larger time scale. So what that means in the end is a lot of incel males. And to me, that is a concern that I have to take into account when I give counseling to my crowd. And if I was like these other, that like these people who are accusing me today, if I was telling you guys, don't go check out Asian females, you're going to ruin the white race, only breed with Europeans, I would be counseling you against your interests. Because of the situation I just presented, we should assume that it is legitimate for about 80% of the white population to be remaining open to the potential of race mixing with an Asian. Why 80%? Because those are just the numbers, approximate numbers, of course, when you think about what I just laid out. That you have, because of the career push of women and because of the biological clock of women, we end up with a window of reproduction for women that, if you're lucky, if you have a 25-year-old, that's 10 years of potential breeding. But most of the women don't start thinking about reproduction at 25 years old. So you end up fighting really for an open window of reproduction that is truly, effectively, 2 to 3 years long. And you have all of the males of all of the quality level of all of the ages fighting for that moment of the woman's life. And that means a very biased ratio against males. So there's two solutions to this. That's what the racialists aren't understanding. First, you could fix society and you could combat feminism, eliminate the legal standing of women in family court, and let's just go back to you're married at 18 years old and you make babies until you're 35 with the same guy. But as long as you can't do this, I'm not going to deceive my audience and tell them that it's all going to be all right. They just have to dream about the 9 out of 10 blonde and they're going to get it. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get it because of the numbers I just mentioned. So we have to find a solution for the guys who are 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 5 out of 10, because those are the guys who will end up as incel, not the 1 out of 10, super ugly, super fat. The 5 out of 10s, the 6 out of 10s, the 7 out of 10s cannot get into that window. Oh, they can get the old cougar, of course. They can, who is in need of emotional support, but who's completely dried in terms of her egg production capacity. And they can get the 18 years old who just wants to get fucked in the ass just for the experience, but who will no question require that a condom be put at all time and that any of her tubes be used except the one that could lead to a baby. That is the useless landscape of the current sexual dynamic. You will lose your time most of the time. Most of the women don't actually want your babies, even those that approach you, even those that fall in love with you. Sometimes they just want to use you as a ladder to escalate the dating world, to learn about themselves. They're looking for themselves, and they're going to use you in the process and abuse you in the process because they're all so fucking insane in the head. So to those people who are telling me, JF, opening the Asian female option is a betrayal of your race, you are driving race mixing and an abolition of the white race. The white race is abolishing itself with the current behavior of white females. Don't hate the player, hate the game. What I'm telling to my crowd is if you are in that space where it is relatively difficult for you to get anything of quality within the white race, certainly keep your options open. Now, the video went 170,000 impressions. It had been years. I was excited last month because I had a couple videos at 60K. That had been years that I hadn't had 60K. Now we have 170K. That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Elon Musk. That's all I want. I just want to be heard and for people to think and discuss about these things. Someone was saying, I don't think you're wrong per se, but this is the single most demented, deranged, insane, and idiotic way you could have presented the argument. Well, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging I'm right. I said, thank you, it's art. You can't understand, bro. You can't understand that my specialty is to be making arguments that even you who hate the way I laid it out, even you have to say, you're right, JF. Jan says, women are taught from a very young age to take advantage of anything men want. If a man wants children, be smart and deny him that to extract maximum time and effort for it. That is so disgusting. That is why we had marriage. Marriage totally neutralizes this. Like, true marriage that you have to keep for the rest of your life, that totally destroys this, because suddenly all of your destructive impulses against the men are destroying your own wealth and the well-being of your children. But yeah, we have to get rid of these tactics of exploitation. And celibacy and this kind of dating moment before full engagement is what needs to be eliminated, because it's exactly this moment in society where the female is fully advantaged and the male gets nothing. The male only gets drained in restaurants, in bills, in contributions. That's why I personally advocate for straight, like, first date to reproductive sex within 24 hours. That is radical, but that is what I do personally. Personally, it's like, all right, I'm in love with you. I want to inseminate you and have babies with you. Now, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it shocks them. But to be honest, it works much more often than you would think. It works more often than a woman will fall in love with you as you approach her. It works an amazing amount, an amazing rate of success. Someone was saying, interesting take, but in the negotiation, if the negotiation failed, do you suggest that we breed with Asians and that we out European females entirely? I said, to the extent they are amenable, breed with the European female, but then send armies of whichever males are left over to rebuild an Asian-American civilization. I'm serious. We might be headed toward a dominant Asian civilization, and it would be totally reasonable as an evolutionary strategy to say the future is not in a bunch of white people who will be basically living in Muslim countries and black nations. The future is with a mix of whites and Asians, starting small countries in Asia when instability shows up in the bigger ones. It's a totally decent strategy. The Asian race, I've had that I didn't know. There are people who consider the East Asians to be an uninteresting race at the level of other races. That is not my view at all. I've always thought that the Asians are a nation that is equally respectable to white nations. I have never had problems, picturing myself having babies with Asians. I wouldn't fear that my babies are lesser. I don't think it's dating down at all. If anything, it might be dating up a little bit if you compare the average white female. Because everyone who thinks about the white European female, they think about the 10 out of 10 Cindy Crawford, carrying eggs in the wheat field. Let me tell you this. There are some fucking ugly white women out there. There are, just walk around. Some of them are fat. Some of them are just disgusting in the face. Some of them are zero class. And some of them you can see just they live in shit. They live in shit apartments, being single mother and accumulating fat. No offense, but this is the kind of guy I'm speaking to. the kind of guy who will be stuck with these women. For this guy, the calculation is totally different than if you're a super chat guy who can pick up any 10 out of 10. Of course, the 10 out of 10 European female is one of the most beautiful, like, accumulation, one of the most beautiful way you can put atoms together. I agree. But I'm not thinking about this when I give counseling to my crowd. Because the reality is, I hurt when I go to the restaurant and I see a guy who's like a 5 out of 10. He's thin, he's healthy, he seems to have just enough money to live. And he comes with this super ugly, fat, white woman. And I'm like, how does that happen? Like a true 1 out of 10 woman, like disgusting, with tattoos, with zero class, zero charm. And I hurt when I see this, because what are the chances that this is to his interest, this guy? What are the chances that this arrangement is to his advantage compared to if he was relaxing a little bit on the requirement to have a white woman, but he was dating a superior quality woman and superior beauty woman, maybe a 6 out of 10 Asian, a 5 out of 10 Asian, rather than a 1 out of 10 very, very ugly European. That is what I have in mind when I give that kind of counseling. I'm not saying abolish the white race. I'm not saying, all guys should date Asians. I'm just saying, certainly keep it as an option, because if you're in that situation where you can get a higher quality female, I don't see why you wouldn't do that. Sexual selection of the individual is so much more important than selection of the group. There is no evidence at all that selection based on group is even a way forward for a species, that it is even rewarding or evolutionarily advantageous. There is plenty of evidence that sexual selection of the individual with which you reproduce is highly advantageous. Now, in 2018, when I was talking a lot about the subject of race, I talked a lot about race and the importance of race, and I still believe what I stated then, that we should care about who surrounds us. We should care about which kind of countries we want for ourselves and for our descendants. And that should include considerations of race. But that doesn't mean you have to self-abolish to the interest of your race. I've never said this. I've always believed the contrary, and I've always argued against this. Because so many guys across the years have come to me and I've said, Jeff, I have this opportunity with an Asian, but I will forego it because I want to save the white race. You're not saving anything. You're sterilizing yourself. Jan says, did Odyssey change something or am I too much of a boomer? I can't find a way to super chat or donate on mobile. Dino Legovic says, Jan, try a browser, not the app. Oh, I don't know how it works on mobile, but perhaps if you try a browser... You can always, on a phone, you can always set your Google Chrome so that it acts like you were not on a phone. It acts like you are on the desktop side. Blanket says, Jeff, what's your opinion on the word Hapa? It's a word to describe someone who's mixed with European and Asian. Yeah, I was initiated to that word because so many people have used that word in the last day. In this debate, I don't know about that word. I had never heard of it. So I guess it's, I don't care. As long as people know what they are talking about. Way of the World says the ultimate Pyrrhic victory. To be clear, I haven't said the whole of the white race should only race mix. I have said the white race, to the extent that you can score well in the white race and continue your reproductive line, go ahead, maintain the white race. But these guys who are discarded, I don't think they should be thrown to the trash. I think they have value. I think it's insane the level of discarding that we're doing in society by making basically 7 out of 10s and 8 out of 10s males. Some of them are end up incel. I find this absolutely disgusting. And I think a way out is precisely in those high quality genetic populations like the Asians that are in super high number, that are sometimes geographically disbalanced in male versus females because of past policies that they had. The one-child policy is one of those that led a lot of males to stay in China and a lot of females to be given up for adoption. So you have to base on availability always in the dating world. Just making decision based on local availability can help you score 2 or 3 ticks above your rating. Like if you're a 6 out of 10, or if you deserve a 6 out of 10 woman on the current market, go into a university city where there's an overpopulation of women. You're going to score 8, 9, 10 out of 10. You're going to score above your grade because of the local availability. This is important, and please understand that there are a lot of cute Chinese daughters that have been given up by adoption and that are today becoming adults that are reproductive. And there was a lot of female giving because of this old China policy of one-child policy. Scorpio says, Jeff, how many kids do you have? Your genes are defective. My genes are not defective. I never reveal these information, but what I say in general is I am way above genetic replacement. I am very comfortable with the amount of children I've had, and at this point, I'm kind of taking a pre-retirement of the reproductive game. I will not solicit further insemination. I am satisfied with what I've got, and although I will consider request. I will consider request for insemination. If someone writes to me and wants to be inseminated, I will consider it. But I will not solicit it because it's so much fighting, so much justifying yourself. And look at how good I am. And look, I could take good care of you. And oh yeah, even if you're a fucking insane woman, I will still take care of you. I'm tired of this. In a world where the dating game would be pleasant, I'd be on a line for 10 more babies, okay? But in this world, I'm okay. And anyways, 10 more babies wouldn't fix the world, and they probably wouldn't inherit as much wealth, you know, if I start dividing what I have to give. There would probably be less parental care that I can divide across a larger set of offspring. So at this point, I'm happy with my reproductive career, and I will concentrate on raising and giving inheritance to those who exist. But I will inseminate any female who opens her leg in front of me and tells me to do it. some people are commenting, this is an... So Joel Davis was telling me, JF, can you stop advocating for the destruction of the white race? What the fuck are you doing, man? I don't see that I'm destroying the white race. You won't save the white race by keeping your incel male population sterile and dreaming of the white female and never getting her. That's not going to happen. These guys are either going to keep coming into Kleenexes for the rest of their lives, or they're going to get an Asian female. There's no other choice. Because of the mathematical situation that I've described, a female with the feminist pressure of career and with the biological pressure of not being able of the biological clock of not being able to make babies after a certain age, we are reducing and reducing the window of reproducibility of the female. And on the other hand, you know, a streamer at 18 years old can be scoring very much and could be making babies, could be attractive on the dating market. But a 60-year-old, even a boomer with a motorcycle, could also want that female. So we have 2 years of the female life that has to spread over 60 years of dicks, 60 years of potential dicking. Do you realize how asymmetric this market is? So I'm trying to develop a strategy to loosen and release a little bit of the pressure, of the asymmetric pressure here. And one way is, hey, guys, you're not going to be successful, or you're going to get a fucking horrible tattooed crack whore. Or you could go fuck an Asian. You could marry an Asian, and she's going to open coconuts like the girl we saw yesterday. That is not abolishing the white race. That is using the goods that we have, using the ability that we have and the talent that we have, and using it to its maximum. I'm trying to optimize the white race. And if we follow your plan of guilting people into not following their own reproductive interest, I'm afraid that you're going to destroy the white race, Joel. As I said, I know where your path ends. Within the next 2 decades, female voters will send 50% of our incel male population to go die in a useless war against Russians. My path, on the other hand, seeks to save all of the white race, including our incels, which are endowed with a sufficient genetic quality that can find a warm home within the Asiatic reproductive channels. Your path most likely loses all trying to save it in full. My path guarantees a part of it survives. There is still place for dating white women, but this cannot be the only way, and we must use leverage to change their behavior anyway. If we don't put the white female in front of a choice, in front of a, hey, you know, here's the speed at which the Muslim family is breeding. One man, one female for 30 years, bam, 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 10 babies. And they're doing it in your society. They're doing it in a Western society. So they're doing it with the same amount of money and potential success as you have. They're doing it with the same career environment as you have. And they're capable of putting 10 babies down. So we have to put the female, the white female, in front of a choice. Either you're going to be part of the genetic line that continues humanity, or you're not. But we're not going to self-sacrifice if you can't follow. Understand? That is what Trump describes as coming to the table, being ready to leave with nothing. That is the state I want to be in to negotiate and to exert leverage. Shrigmamel sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, why are so many white women getting tattoos nowadays? It seems as though they do it because they don't like their bodies. Yeah, I think there's a mix of various things, but probably obesity and if I'm that wasted, if I haven't achieved the 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, you know, I might as well waste myself more. I think there's some of this, yes. And there's the whole idea of lowering expectations. Like, if you do things that make you less beautiful, it's you kind of make it worse in a way that's expectable. And some people, they are ashamed of imperfection, but if you make it really imperfect, they will make it even more imperfect to kind of feel better about it. I think this could be a big explanation. I think there's also a general trend, unfortunately, of a desire to not be white. And ink turns out to be black, and white females have a desire not to be white at times, and they want to be tanned. they're seeking all these techniques that make themselves more black. Jan says, I think I managed to send a PM tip, but sending one here too, I'd probably impossible to have a good dating market in times of peace and prosperity. Female choices are terrible in conditions where food is plentiful and no males are gone from wars or other pursuits. He sends $100. And I'll go check later after the show if I've received this other tip. I'm sure you have been generous. Thank you so much, Jan. Yeah, I think you're correct. Abundance is creating a situation that gives way too much power to females, because the whole idea that females can divorce and still live a good life is due to abundance afforded by... It's an artificial abundance. It's an abundance that rests on the violation of private property. And it's allowed by the state. The state steals money and gives it to women. That's how it works. Now, I have a Discord interview in 3 minutes, so I cannot stay. I cannot extend the show any longer. So I'll Autonomous has sent a Entropy super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, how is the writing of The Social Signal coming along? Also, how much would one have to pay to entice you to write a novel or some kind of fictional content? My God, you would have to pay. You would have to basically pay my salary in a way that I can give up other responsibilities of mine. That might be in the many thousands of dollars. I don't know, maybe tens of thousands of dollars. At this point, I have so many projects on the road. And yes, The Moral Signal hasn't advanced. I've been having too much trouble. Private life, contracts, operating this show. I've just not been able to advance on The Moral Signal. I hope to be able one day. All right, so thank you all for being here, and I'm going to my interview. I will be sharing the link on my social media if you want to come and get to see this interview. I don't know what it will be about. Bye bye. Thank you.